Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Frank.
That's a good clear one this time.
How are you?
I'm very well. Sarah, we're putting the spotlight on the Children's Hospice during the course of this week, and you're very aware of the excellent service there.
Absolutely, yes. I have a 9-year-old boy, Noah, and my wee daughter, Gracie, who's 6, and they both attend Children's Hospice.
And why do they need to be in hospice, Sarah?
Both Noah and Gracie have a very rare genetic condition, degenerative brain disease called vanishing white matter. It's a form of leukodystrophy, and fortunately it's a life-limiting condition. So it's quite rare, and their life is reduced to teenage years, their expectancy of life.
Do you mind me asking you the obvious question, Sarah? And I know people will be listening to the radio and they'll already have said it out loud. How do you cope?
I think, Frank, to be honest, first and foremost, obviously, my faith, my trust in God and the hope and strength that he gives me is how I get through. Alongside that, the different support systems that are in place, Children's Hospice for me and for my family have actually been such a lifeline. It's just an invaluable service that they provide. When your child's diagnosed with a terminal condition, it's just so hard to know where to turn and who to talk to, and because it's not something that a lot of people really want to discuss in depth. I think it's something that a lot of the time people try to avoid just because they don't know what to say, which is quite normal. So the Children's Hospice for us has just been amazing. You're able to go in and have those very difficult conversations that you have in your own mind that you can't really talk over with friends or family, you know, because you don't obviously want to upset people. So, yes, it's been invaluable to us.
Do you have any other children, Sarah?
No. Whenever Noah was diagnosed, just before his third birthday, I was pregnant with Gracie. So I was 8 months pregnant with Gracie. And when we found out Gracie had the same condition, then it's a 1 in 4 with every pregnancy. So we decided not to have any more children because of the risk. So no more. Just the 2 keeps me on my toes.
2 very, very special children.
They are very special. They are. And you know, they're so resilient. Noah is just such a happy, loving wee boy. And as is Gracie, very beautiful and very caring child. And, you know, Gracie has less symptoms than what Noah has. His condition has progressed quite rapidly, especially in the last few months. He's deteriorated quite a bit. And, you know, we do notice a change in him and his wee personality. But the fact that he gets support from hospice, he loves it, absolutely loves it there, and he can go and just be free to be himself and not feel different and fit in. And that's an amazing support for us as a family, just knowing that he's happy there and that he can just be himself.
You ever question your faith during all of this, Sarah?
I think, to be honest, Frank, if you didn't ask questions, then there would be something wrong. I think certainly, you know, when your child's suffering and when anybody's suffering, you do ask those questions, you know, why? And I think for me, I've come to terms with the fact that I'm not going to get an answer. I'm not going to get, nobody can tell me why my children have been born with this very cruel disease. But in the depths of my heart, all I know is that I know that God's good and I trust that he is in control. And if you go down the route of why, you run the risk of becoming very angry and very bitter and very resentful. And I think for me, I choose not to go down that route, but choose to know that God is in control at all times.
Family support services have been highlighted this week on the programme, and
yes,
you are an advocate of how important those support services are, because while I'm talking to you and you're in the very sad position of having 2 children attending hospice, there are so many families who have one member of the little group of children that they have who's facing a medical mm-hmm. challenge, and
yes,
all those families are affected.
Och, they are, Frank. It's heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. And you know, for the families out there, whether you have, you know, one child or two children, or, you know, it's just absolutely heartbreaking for those families. And the support services that they have in Horizon House are very unique. They're not services that you would find anywhere else. And in fact, I've been attending Children's Hospice now for nearly 6 years. And in that time, we have developed a support group that's there that's available to all parents to come. We meet once a month. And that has been such a lifeline for me, because when you're living with a child with a terminal condition, you're not just affected as parents, but your whole family is affected, your extended family. And in fact, it rolls on into your community. You know, anybody that knows you or knows a family, everybody's affected by this condition that your child has and the heartache that it brings. And I think to have those supports that are so unique, to go into that place, into Horizon House once a month, to have that safe place where you're sitting with other mummies whose children have different types of condition, but actually their pain and their sorrow and their heartache is all the same. You know, that allows such a freedom to be able to express how you feel. And it really is, it's like a release. And they have other services for support services for families as well, but it's definitely a very unique support.
Sarah, I really appreciate you speaking to us on the programme. We've had five chats about the great service provided by Horizon House Children's Hospice during the course of this week, all of them from a different angle. But I think anyone who maybe was just half listening during the week is fully listening now, listening to you and being reminded of the essential service that the Children's Hospice is, and long may everyone in this country continue to support it. I really appreciate your time, Sarah.
No problem. Frank, could I just say, on behalf of all the parents who do attend hospice and get support, a massive thank you to all the staff at Children's Hospice for the invaluable support that they do provide and all their hard work and care for our children.
It must be amazing for a mum like you to see such wonderful people give your youngsters the attention they deserve.
It's not a job when you meet the staff in Horizon House and the work that they do. To me it's a calling, to me it's a vocation that people come in and they're just so kind and nothing's too much trouble, and that makes such a difference in a world where you're a parent of a child who has a rare condition and your life is so busy, and they just take time and it is invaluable, and they're amazing people, they really are. So I would like to thank them on behalf of all our parents.
Sarah, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I really appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
And it's very hard to add anything to what you've said. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Frank.
That is Sarah Coates.